Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Martin Luther King Jr. Every person in the United States of America has something that matters to them. Something that makes them happy. You have something, I have something, and the things that are important to you and I are most likely different. But that doesn't make them any less significant. Every day, somebody somewhere is being forced to give up something that matters to them. That is what really matters. I deserve to live my life how I choose, and so does everybody else. In this country, people have the right to pursue their own happiness, and I couldn't be more thankful for that. This country has fought wars over the idea that people should be able to choose their life. I have the opportunity to choose a career path that I enjoy, to buy a house, or to raise a family. I have the right to vote. The people of over 45 other countries cannot say the same. I have to use my vote to ensure that I and every other American will continue to be able to live a free life for years to come. I must use my vote to stop the ripping apart of families at borders. I must use it to stop the violence and corruption within systems that are supposed to protect people just like you and me. One voice in a sea of many may not seem as though it can do anything. Many times, people excuse themselves from voting by saying things like, "My one vote isn't going to make a difference," or "One more vote isn't going to alter the outcome of the election," because responses like these are just easier. Individually, the effect doesn't seem so significant, but the end result could be enough to move a mountain. It is easy to justify not voting when it doesn't affect you. It is easy to ignore the problems in the other parts of the world because it will never happen to me, or there's no way anything like that can happen where I live. That's what we all say. But I'm here to ask you, what if it does? Voting gives you a chance to have a say in issues you are passionate about. Everyone has a chance to change how this country is run if they do not agree with it. It is up to you whether or not to take that step in deciding your future. There are always going to be times when we disagree with what is going on in the world around us. However, it is only once you have voted that you have the right to complain. If you didn't make an effort to speak up, do you have a right to speak out? There is a quote by Franklin Delano Roosevelt that reads, "Let us never forget that government is ourselves and not some alien power over us. The ultimate rulers of our democracy are not a president and senators and congressmen and government officials, but the voters of this country." I think this is something that we all need to remember. We are the voice of America. We, the people, vote into power who we believe is capable of running our country. Our votes elect people who will represent the America we believe in. As soon as we stop participating in the government, we give up the power to control our own lives. I don't know about you, but I am tired of waking up and seeing another school shooting being broadcasted across every headline on every channel. I am tired of watching news briefings on yet another sexual assault case. I don't want to see anybody else have to kneel during our nation's anthem in protest of something that should have stopped a long time ago. When does it end? Starting now, I urge you to use your voice. Do not become silent about the things that matter. Use your vote to secure a future where children do not have to be afraid to go to school, where women do not feel inferior to men, where people can have faith in their leaders. Fight for a tomorrow where no one needs to be silent. Speak out and stand up for the reasons your vote matters.